does a really good job, I think, of relationships with the other guys on the team. And I think it's probably, as much as anything, is away from the building. You know, you hear that. I mean, I don't ask the guys what they do away from the building. That's their business. But I know the gatherings and him being a leader that way are really important. I think the guys respect that.
Is it important for guys like him who have been through this before and come out with a ring to really...
Yeah, I think you're always going to... Yeah, you're going to draw on all that. All the guys that are in the room, coaches, players that have been through it before. But look at that. We're taking it one step at a time. We got a game coming up. That's the most important thing. We'll worry about that later. But what you're saying is true. Very true.
I know, obviously, you got a game on Sunday. You're not probably thinking like this. But when you look at this defensive turnaround, what does it mean to you to see how much this unit's improved?
Yeah, it's a one game at a time thing for me. We said this from the beginning. This was right from day one 2 years ago, that the goal was to be better today than we were yesterday. Now, really, honestly, that's the truth. That's not... Coach say that's how it's been. It'll be. I said the same thing again this past Tuesday when we met with him, that to work forward, just worry about today, and let's be better today than we were yesterday. And if you do that in anything and in life, and you can accomplish that, if you can actually be that every day, then you can be pretty good at anything.
Do you feel like you've done that this year?
In a lot of ways, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's some ups and downs, and there's some work to do. We're not nearly where we want to be, in my opinion. All I can go off is the last game. We didn't win the last game. We didn't play good enough defense to win the last game. So, to us, we're working on that.
How surprised are you to be able to rebuild the defense in the span of the year the way you guys have? It's a non-traditional route that you guys went. I mean, we have four or five free agent starters, two rookies. It's really a different way of bringing together a defense.
Yeah,
is that
funny.
Surprising to you, and is it a different challenge for
well,
you?
Well, it's a different challenge. It's funny, until you lay it out like that and say what you just said, the numbers and who was here and who wasn't there, that gets lost on me. Because it's you get in the meeting rooms, get on the practice field, you're working with the guys you got, you know, you're trusting in your coaching ability, your assistants, you're putting everything together, and you just roll. In this business, you just go. I don't think about, is this possible? Because that never came in my head. It was just move on to the next day, the next season. You know, obviously I think it was really important that we had a year under our belt with a somewhat nucleus of guys that we had. So it's still not where we wanted to be.
Realistically, did you know that it might take a little time into the season to get them together? I mean, maybe more than usual because there were so many new guys?
Yeah, there's probably some truth to that. I don't know that I thought that way, but there's probably some truth.
Spence, you and some of the players have described the free agents in particular and the defense in general as prideful guys. Mm. I like that word. But why does that matter? How does that manifest itself in preparation or on game days?
Yeah, I mean, I've always felt like if you had pride in something, you protect it, you work for it, it's important to you. And I think that's what we're saying when we say we have prideful guys. It's important. It's important to this group of men that we work with on defense. It's important to be good defensively. It's important to go out and do whatever we have to do as a defense to help the organization, help the team win. We only have one phase of it, but I think our guys do take a lot of pride in that. And I think some of that is built on, and you all know this, we've talked about it, the defensive legacy here that this organization, this defense is built on. You know, the guys take a lot of pride in that. We feed it to them, they embrace it, they absorbed it, and I think that's part of it too.
In that vein, when Landon Collins happened to say to me the other day, I want to be Lawrence Taylor good. Mm. Do you embrace that, and do you feel like that's him embracing what you have tried?
I think so. I'm glad that's good insight. I would not have known that had he not told me. I'm glad that that's his goal. I'm glad that his aspirations are to be better than what he is. You know, I remember when I used to recruit when I was in college, and used to try to find out what the guy you recruited, what drove him. You know, what's the most important thing to you right now? What's your goals? And any young man that said to get a college scholarship, I'd have to wonder about what would be offering him a scholarship. He's reached all his goals, you know. So when you say that, Kim, I'm glad that the goal is high. You know, reach for the sky and see what you catch along the way.